بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، with regard to revising the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the only way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the only way to have a successful life in this world, and most important, we'll see the results of success in the year after. And the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are extremely easy and perfect, but very beautiful also. So with regard to the sunnahs of entering and leaving the toilet, yesterday we learned that the person should be very careful that urine droplets and stool don't splash on a person, your body, your shoes or anything. Be very, very careful, because one of the great punishments in the qabr is because of urine splashes. And a person should be careful with regard to this. The next sunnah is, do not touch the private parts with the right hand during istinja. You're making istinja, then hold a jug with the right hand and wash yourself with the left hand. Use the left hand for this purpose. Next sunnah is, when a toilet is not available, then a person has got an urge, a need, then relieve oneself behind some barrier so that one is not exposed to others. Don't just stand anywhere. And a barrier is not one side of your car that you stand on that side. Like today, people like animals just stand anywhere in front of anybody. No, you find a spot where you are hidden. And that also, not standing and urinating or relieving yourself, but sit down properly. And search for soft ground. When relieving oneself in the open, sometimes you've got a strong urge, you have to stop while you're on safar or something. Then look for a place where the ground is soft. That is, when you urinate, then the splashes won't splash. The ground is soft, it will absorb the urine, and you'll be safe from urine splashes. And then also, the sunnah is, sit and urinate. Do not urinate while standing. And then after urinating, if one needs to dry himself, that is, you wash yourself, now you want to wipe yourself if necessary, then also do it behind one barrier. Don't stand now. Everybody can see you on the road and you wiping yourself. Perform after you finish, make your istinja, then try and perform wudu according to the sunnah. If you're going for namaz, perform wudu at home. And even if you're not going for namaz, try all the time to remain in wudu. Wudu is our greatest weapon. So try and remain in wudu and make wudu before you, after you finish, relieve yourself. And then normally what is the etiquette is, to perform our sunnah nafal salah at home before going to the masjid. However, these days it is such a time that imam just makes salam, people are rushing out of the masjid, no importance for sunnah, etc. So even if people go home and perform sunnah, people will think, no, he don't read sunnah, so why must I read sunnah? So this time it is more important to perform our sunnah in the masjid and our nafal namaz in the masjid. Then at home make some nafal also on some other occasion. So very important. And then one important aspect with regard to the sunnah of fajr. Normally we learn in the hadith, if you perform your sunnah of fajr at home, you'll get love between you and your wife. But when you sit in the company of the mashayikh, then you'll understand the reality of it. That one is to perform your sunnah of fajr at home, and then you come to the masjid. When you enter the masjid, first thing you're supposed to be making salatul tahiyyatul masjid. That we have to make salam to the masjid. Now you finish, make your two sunnat at home. How are you going to make tahiyyat to masjid? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Aqeemul Ummat Munashraf Ali Tani rahmatullahi alayhi, explained, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house was attached to the masjid. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his sunnat in his house, in his room, and then when iqamah was taking place, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came straight onto the musalla. So now he came straight, started performing namaz. So his faraz also, the tahiyyatul masjid will be encompassed in there. So exactly the same. So we should try and go early to the masjid, read our sunnahs in the masjid. You will get double reward. You will get the reward of going early. You will get the reward of you reading your Tahiyatul Masjid in the Masjid also. So when you sit in a company of the friends of Allah, and then Allah will put more love between you and your spouse, etc. So that is extremely important to understand our deen. And this is why it is stressed here, that in order to appreciate our deen, and appreciate this great gift of namaz, then we have to do a course in the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So continue with our lessons on salah, as we explained, that when a person does a course of the ma'rifat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then he'll get a brief idea how great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how magnificent is Allah, how loving is Allah. Today you just hear one person, he's a fundi in computers. Now you want to go learn, he says, really, this person, now you want to be sitting with him all the time. You want to be in his company. This person is a fundi in that. That person is a fundi in that. Allah Ta'ala, all the world put together, all our brains put together, cannot compare an iota to the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So now when you realize the greatness of Allah, and as we learn, where we will learn this, you can't just get this in the kitabs. You can't just get it by lectures. Where ar-Rahman, fas'al bi khabira. Those that ba-Rahman se ba-khabar hai. Those that know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will come to know about Allah. Today we see we're living in such a fooled world that every small thing, there's an advert out that do come for this seminar. But apply online and it will cost you $200, etc. You go there and you come back, you realize this course was a waste of time. That's if you got some brains to realize it's a waste of time. Today, any small course, big seminar, big show, everything, and what you got, absolutely nothing there. The greatest course is the marifat of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala made it, that all the Anbiya, what they said, وَمَا أَسَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. That we're not asking you for any reenumeration. You don't ask any buzur that how much will this course cost. Whereas all the seminars in the world put together cannot pay for 1 minute of the course that we get in the marifat of Allah. And the mashayikh are giving it free of charge. And that is why we should say Jazakumullah khaira after our shaykh gives bayan, etc. And appreciate it free of charge. I'm getting the greatest course, Allahu Akbar. Where I'm going to get a course like this? But we don't realize, first of all, how great is this course. That is why we don't pay attention to it. And that is what Hazrat explained. What is so necessary for every person in life, Allah made it free of charge and easily available. But because it's free of charge and it seems easy, so no, that thing, I don't think it's so beneficial. But something, just put a price to it. And just put, oh, more expensive it is, you think, oh, that is more valuable. But, and that is how the world has fooled us, Shaitan has fooled us, that all vitamins, etc., that they put a big price, and oh, this vitamin is very good. Whereas the real vitamin, subhanallah, what a vitamin, where are you going to learn this? By the company of the friends of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you don't have to pay for it. For your life, for your existence, you need your oxygen. Allah has made oxygen free of charge for every living creation. Every split moment we are taking in oxygen. And the best time for oxygen, well, Fajr. Allah takes a qasam at the time of Fajr. It's not becoming that any human being who we gave the most brains, like we learned, all the animal kingdom in the world don't have brains like we got. But we are sleeping, animals are awake that time. At the time of Fajr, one tree is giving off so much oxygen that 60 men will benefit from that. But Allah Ta'ala showed us that time when with Subah ki Hawa, Hakim says, Subah ki Hawa lakh rupiye ki dawa. The beautiful fresh air of the morning before Fajr is more valuable than 100,000 the rand or dollars of medicine. And we are sleeping, and then we say Islam must rise. And as Hazrat says, sons and daughters of Islam are sleeping, forget Fajr time. The sun is rising and we are still sleeping. And we expect Islam to rise. So where we will learn this? In the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah made our oxygen free of charge and easily available. but we don't even make shukr to Allah subhanahu. What is the shukr? That now use your strength in the right way. As Buzurgs explained, don't be a namak haram. That your mother feeds you, she cooks for you, she looks after you, and she asks you to, you not care about her needs. Even what is necessary, she asks you to do it, that also you're not interested. Hazrat, our Dada Shaykh used to say so beautifully, that khate hai Rahman ki, aur gaate hai Shaitan ki. You eat the food of Rahman, you add a lavish meal at night, enjoyable meal, and in the morning when you must get up and go show your appreciation to Allah, go to the masjid, then you're sleeping like a big lord, and you're not even thinking that who gave me this food. And not as we learned how Allah feeds, not just Allah puts the food in front of you, Allah makes sure that food will go into your system. And what a machine is taking place, the digestive system, etc. All this, where we will get from the arifin, those who have recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why, first of all, to know what reality of namaz is, first of all, to know ourselves, who we are. And that is why to find Allah, forget looking around, as Allah ta'ala says, inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. Just look at the heavens and the earth. But myself, we are so dumb. Allah says, wa ka'ayyim min ayatin fi samawati wal ard. So many of my signs, you walk past every day, you see it, but you don't even recognize me. Like Hazrat explained, that sometimes you need a key to be cut, and there's a shop on your way which you pass every day, and you don't notice that there's a key cutting shop there. One day you need a key to be cut, you're asking the other shops around, is there a person? Say, there's one there. Say, oh, but I pass the shop every day, and I don't realize. So exactly the same, the signs of Allah Ta'ala are as clear. That is why we are taught that in order to recognize Allah Ta'ala, learn the qualities, learn the sifats of Allah Ta'ala. How magnificent is Allah? What is the qudrat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? How Allah makes that sun rise? What precision? لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقِ. It's not possible, and it is impossible that the sun can be 1 second delayed to rise. And you see what precision, all the world they boast, our infrastructure is this. But the more infrastructure, the more accidents, the more they got traffic jams, etc. We see in the so-called first world countries, the highways, each side of the highway has got 6-8 lanes, and still traffic jam. Sometimes 12 o'clock at night you get the traffic jam. So, in Allah's system, Allahu Akbar, what precision. 100 years ago, what time the sun rose here in Azadwal, exactly that same second, not that same minute, that same second that the sun rose. And we still say, no, where's Allah? Allah is a pious person, says so beautifully, that when you go to the mashayikh, they will open the eyes of your heart. Then you'll see, Ya Allah, tu laak parde mein hai, aur sakht izhaar tera. That, oh Allah, outwardly you have covered yourself in 100,000 veils, but you are clearly manifest. I can see clearly how my eyes just opened up. I got up in the morning, before the alarm also rang, or when the alarm rang, you still drowsy, but how your eyes opened up. Who opened your eyes for you? It is only Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is why Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when you come to know about Allah, then you'll want to be speaking to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Like you come to know somebody, what a man that is and what qualities he got. Say, I wish I can meet that man. When you meet him, now you want to be with him. You want to be all the time in his company, etc. And when you see this person, how you get overtaken in this world, the more we come to know about Allah, and just a brief understanding of Allah, Rabbul Izzat's marifat, then your heart will open up. Allah is so kind. Where to meet Allah? Allah has made it. The houses of Allah Ta'ala. Come to the masjid. You're coming to make ziyarat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When you start reading Quran Sharif, you are talking to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now when you talk to somebody, you want to see that person. And that is why it's haram to chat with people that is ghair mahram, etc. You chat with somebody, or you hear in Hazrat explained yesterday also, the voice of ghair mahram woman. We just hear their voice, like happened here also in one place, that people hearing the voice of one apa on the radio, and they thought, hey, this must be a very beautiful apa because she's speaking in style, etc. on the radio. And when there was a program of us in this town, then all the men were eager when the woman came home, how Appa looks. She must be, when they came to hear how she looked, then you want to run 140. You like that, you're chatting and you're very eager. But Allahu Akbar, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala doesn't have to give you a latest model car to feel nice. Allah doesn't have to give you honey to feel sweet. Allah Ta'ala doesn't have to give you a luxurious home to be comfortable. Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the creator, Allahu Akbar. Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayh was the great lover of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So much he loved Allah that he became famous in the world. Even non-Muslims follow him, but they say he's a philosopher. They don't know that the poems that he wrote, they can't understand till today. That is in the love of Allah Ta'ala. They must use his poems. Whereas he wrote 28,500 poems in the love of Allah. Allahu Akbar. And why half? Because Allah stopped. Then that inspiration never come. And it stopped there. Allahu Akbar. And then the explanation of those poems, which are so difficult in Persian language. Our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali. Allah inspired him. And that's why we hear all his poems being recited before the bayan, etc. That is actually the explanation when he gave the dirt of Masnavi Sharif. The Kitab of Maulana Rum is known as Masnavi Sharif. That all the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, when he was a young boy still in the company of his Sheikh, and he started reading and writing the explanation of those poems, Allahu Akbar, Allama bin Nuri Rahmatullah Alayh, a great alim of his time, that time saw him, and asked, who wrote this Masnavi Sharif, who wrote the explanation of Masnavi Sharif. Then they said, this Hakim Akhtar Sahab. Say that young boy who looks like a so humble slave in front of his chair said, yes, that is that boy who wrote it. Then he explained, La farqa baynaka wa bayna Maulana Rum. There's no difference between you and Maulana Rum. Allahu Akbar. And this comes with the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And as Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah used to say, that shairi hame madde nazar nahi. We're not worried of writing poems in it. Rawaridati dil vikasat. Allah inspires the love of Allah in my heart. Middle of the night, I just get up. Love of Allah is pouring in my heart, and we write it down. So Maulana Rum Rahmatullah used to say, "E kamar khushtar ya kamar sazat." Is the moon more beautiful, or the creator of the moon more beautiful? So Allah Ta'ala doesn't have to put the moon in you to make you beautiful. When Allah comes in you, how your face will be splendid. It's not a matter of your complexion. A person can be dark in complexion, and Allah comes in his heart, you'll see that splendor of the nur on his face. A person can be light in complexion, but they got no connection with Allah. You'll see their face looks terrible, and you don't even want to look, especially people that eat swine, etc. You don't even like to look at their face. They might be white in color or whatever, but there's no nur in their heart whatsoever. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allahu Akbar. Outwardly in this world, like Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali says, that outwardly we can't see Allah. When a great personality like Musa alayhi salam, just hearing the voice of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, was so overtaken, and he said, Ya Rabbi Arini, that oh Allah, please show me, I want to see you. Allah Ta'ala says, Lan tarani. Oh Musa, make that just so to say, halt. This is not the dunya that you can, this is not the place. Hear everything, your body is weak, your mind is weak, your abilities are weak. Here you have to make an effort to recognize me. Look at my sifat, look at my quality of generosity, look at my quality of love, look at my qualities of mercy, etc. Look at my might and power. And then, Allahu Akbar, when you build yourself, in akhirat you'll be able to see me. But Musa alayhi salam, the more you talk to somebody, you want to see that person. And that is why we said, don't chat to anybody. And Hazrat explains, even on the phone, you just get overtaken. There's a receptionist on the other side, old lady. But she talks very sweetly. I say, I must meet there. When I go to the, forget the thing, the doctor, I must first meet that reception. And then you come see her, Allahu Akbar. You feel like leaving that office or anything. So we should realize that, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard the voice of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He said, Allah, please, please, I want to see you. Allah said, no, to show us Allah Ta'ala said, oh Musa, okay, turn around. Musa alayhi salam, Allah put, you can't imagine, there's no numbers you can put. A billionth of a billionth of a billionth of the tajalli, the special nur of Allah. Just one, there's no number. Not even an iota of Allah's focus on that mountain. And the mountain split to pieces. Musa alayhi salam fell unconscious. And immediately he made tawbah. Ya Allah, I asked for something that is beyond me. And I am the first person now to bring iman. I got firm conviction of Allah that you are there in a thousand veils, but you are clearly manifest. Who made the beautiful mountain? Allahu Akbar. وَجْعَلْنَا لَكُمْ رَوَاسِيَ. That we put the mountain so that the earth doesn't shake. You were in your office, and the fan is on, and you don't, and all papers, all your invoices on the table, and how it blows it away. You need all the things to put on your invoices. Allah put the mountains to keep the earth still. Otherwise, how we should be walking on the earth? So all this marifat, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person gets this, then one iota comes, then naturally, it's a natural thing. It's supposed to a human being, as we explained, kullu mauludin yuladu alal fitra. Every child is born with a natural disposition, inclination to know Allah. It's a tabi thing, it's supposed to be a natural thing. But unfortunately, we come in the world, we are nurtured in the wrong way, so we're living an unnatural life. We live an unnatural life, that is why then we say, no, Islam is very hard. The most easiest thing, ad-deen yusrun. Deen is not just easy, deen is enjoyable. As we learn, you come to know the marifat of Allah, then you'll come to know what is enjoyment of life. Otherwise, same like today, we youngsters, we say, what, there's no enjoyment here, man. Let's go and watch a match, or let's go and play some games. Still long for Rosa, Allahu Akbar. That type of enjoyment, you're living in filth and dirt and you don't know that. And so beautifully, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali gave an example of that. He says a person who was working in the company, the earth today, now we won't understand that so well, but we all got toilets that are flush system. You just relieve yourself, you press the handle, all the filth goes down. But in the earlier days, we also grew up in a place like that, that there wasn't a flush system. They used to have buckets. Every night they must come change the bucket that is full and put an empty bucket. And people used to be working for that company. And who made it? Allah put in their heart. No government can force you to go and work for that company. Which government in the world is going to be able to tell you go and work for a dustbin? But Allah has put in the heart so the world system can be functioning properly. That Allah Ta'ala says, that sukhriya, that we put in the hearts of people, that a person wants to be rich, if the whole world is going to be rich, who's going to do your work for you? So Allah's system is such. So anyway, a person like that was working, cleaning the night soil, and this is his work. One day he was off duty or what, he passed by an itar shop. Now where's night soil? How that smells? And now he passed by the itar shop, beautiful, fragrant, everything. And then he fell down unconscious. Now he fell down unconscious. The man from the shop was worried. He brought all the bottles of itar, putting by his nose. And normally if you got the sweet smell itar put by your nose, you just wake up. Even in your sleep, tell somebody to put and you'll see how you'll just wake up if your senses are right. But unfortunately, we are spiritually sick. Like there are some people, they got a problem with their taste buds. They can't taste. They're just eating food. You ask him, how's that? It's nice. How's that? It's nice. How's the mango taste? It's nice. He doesn't know. But when he comes to know I'm sick, he goes for treatment. Allah gives him shifa. Nice. Oh, oh, oh. Does mango taste something else? What is? So spiritually, we are so sick. We don't know the enjoyment of the tilawat of Qur'an Kareem. The enjoyment of listening to tilawat of Qur'an Kareem. The enjoyment of making zikr, etc. We just doing it as a routine, like the poor sick man, just eating as a routine. So anyway, this person, when you put a beautiful itar by somebody, he'll jump up. This poor man, he was not getting up. And the whole crowd also surrounded by shop and everybody trying to revive him. He just can't get up. Wow, the person who was his colleague, working in the same company, also cleaning the night soil and picking up those buckets, he saw the crowd, he came and asked, what's wrong? So this man is laying down, we're putting itar, He saw who said, no, you won't wake him up with this. It's a, wait, I'll wake him up just now. He went to the toilet and brought on a tissue. There's some stool. And he put it by his nose. The moment he put it by his nose, he jumped up. Because we're living in that filthy environment. Without the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we get entertainment in the clubs. We get entertainment watching filthy, dirty porn. We get entertainment watching sports, etc. When you come in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll understand, Allahu Akbar, what is the enjoyment in taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then a person will want to know, how can I be in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can I make khidmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And khidmat in such a way, not like a son, he came to know, and his father was very generous, etc., and very rich also. Now he saw his father is getting old, etc., and now it looks like he's going to be kicking the bucket any moment. He's leaving this world. So he said, no, I'll come and make my father's khidmat. In the meantime, his object was not really khidmat, that he wanted the better share of the inheritance. That if I will be there last moment, I'll get the best share of it. So that person, so like that, a person, when you come and make khidmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won't come with that intention, that now I must get something. Although Allah ta'ala is such, that Allah, the father doesn't know this son of mine is pretending, and he's just doing it out of lust and desire and ulterior motive. Allah knows immediately. And Allah is so kind. Allah has said, oh my banda, you don't know me. So if you can't cry, pretend to cry also. You pretend to cry, I know you're pretending and I'll still give you. That is Allah. That is how kind and how merciful is Allah Rabbul Izzat. So to recognize Allah. This is the great cause of marifat, which all the money in the world cannot pay for this cause. And to be sitting, that is why it is mentioned, yak zamana ba sohbati awliya. One moment in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala is better than 100 years of ibadat wa ikhlas. Forget the whole world and everything put together. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that 2 rakats of chashd namaz is more valuable than all the valuable things of this world what the sun shines on. But when it's given in a part of Allah, more valuable than that is 2 rakats chashd namaz. We don't know the value of that, so we are busy in our business. We are busy in our other activities. Where are we going to read chashd namaz at that time? That is why Mashaykh have taught us even easier, that Ishraq time, after Fajr, sun has risen, you are in the masjid, you're reading 2 rakats, Ishraq namaz, read another 2 rakats, with the intention of chashd also. Although chashd time, better time is 11, 12 o'clock according to the season, but we know our condition. So Allahu Akbar, where we will get this reality? These realities will only come when we sit in the company of the friends of Allah. That is why Mawlana Shah Abdul Ghani Puri Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say so beautiful, agar kebab chahe to kaha milega. If you want to buy a nice kebab, as we explained that incident also, then go to the where they're selling kebab. You can't go to the dairy and say, I'm looking for kebabs, or go to the hardware shop. They say, what's wrong, your screws are loose or something. So agar dood chahe, kaha milega. Dood walo se. Agar mitai chahe, kaha milega. You want sweet meats, where you go to that shop. Or agar Allah chahe, to kaha milega. Allah walo se. And Allah who is the creator of all these the varieties. So what we should be getting first, get first Allah in our heart. Then we'll enjoy the mitai. Then we'll enjoy the kebab. Otherwise we're just eating. Like Hazrat says, we just live a life like a zombie. Just eating, not even thinking. Who gave me this beautiful tongue? Who gave Allahu Akbar? And as Allah Ta'ala made the system, that this world we don't see Allah Ta'ala directly. So Allah Ta'ala says, through our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as we learned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent for this main mission, to teach us the marifat of Allah. And Sahaba who sat in the sohbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what marifat they gained. What recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what the closeness they got to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. If you don't learn to thank people, how are you going to thank Allah? Because outwardly it looks like your wife has prepared the food, and so delicious food, but instead of thanking her, we just taking out faults. And we just saying, this was not right, that was not right. And in fact, it's not really her that prepared the food. Who gave her that ability? Who gave her that heart to prepare that food? If her mind and heart wasn't there, you can beg 100,000 times. You can bring all black magic chocolates, it won't make magic there. It is when you connected, and that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, you having a problem with anybody in the world, don't try and please that person. Man aslama bayna wa bayna Allah. Make your relation between you and Allah correct. Come to know who is Allah. Allah is the controller of the heart. He will mend the heart. We going the put in the court before the horse. We want to now go with all black magic chocolates and all that. All that is not interested. You start doing your work, building your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to the Ahlullah and learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then see, you will be shocked how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change your heart. You will be surprised that your wife will say, now you, what a man you became. And we hear, that explains, and all the mashayikh, you'll hear the reports of the people who came to do the cause of the marifat and build their connection with Allah ta'ala. They'll say, we used to be fighting like cats and dogs in the house, and now we just can't stay away with one another. And Allahu Akbar, when will this come? As Hazrat says, that if somebody have to put a basket of fruit by your door every day, and export quality, and very beautiful fruit, and he writes your name, this is for you, and he goes away, you open your door, you say, beautiful basket of fruit here, who brought it? And your name is there, so you know it's for you. So you take it in the house. You don't know him from head or tail. You don't know who is he, but you're just going to town talking about him. You're telling your wife, your children, somebody comes. Hey, what a man this must be. What a heart he's got. And the next day again, and he's just carrying on. And you want to know, you're trying to find out, but you don't know. So Hazrat says, very good. You should be making shukr, thanking that person. But you didn't think, who gave me the eyes to see this? We only stop there. Our limit is there. When we don't do the cause of the marifat of Allah, then our limit is only the sky. Allah is far beyond it. Open the eyes of the heart. As Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. We don't say the eyes of the head which we gave them, they're blind. The eyes of the heart is blind. Now what they hate, they are so limited, the eyes of the head is, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You look at the outward things of this world, and you think, hey, I'll get enjoyment if I get that car. And not forget that car, you just look at that car, and you're going to town, hey, look at that GTI, look at this. What is all those things? It's just to take you from one place to another. The buzruks, and that's where we get misunderstanding. We think to become a buzruk, you'll go in smart cars. It makes no difference to them. Whether they go in the old jalapi or whether they go in the this thing. And the car is not important, the man of Allah is important. If a person, great buzruk, have to be picked up from the airport, and a person came with an old jalopy, 1920 car, and everybody else came to welcome him with all latest models cars, which car will be in front? The car in which he is sitting, that old car, even if it's growing slow. Why? The respect of the man of Allah. When you become Allah, Allah Ta'ala will Allahu Akbar. As they were saying, you don't have, Allah doesn't have to put honey for you to be sweet. Allah doesn't have to put for you to be sitting in a luxurious car to be honorable. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives honor, respect to whom He desires. So when you get an iota of the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now it's supposed to be natural. But like I say, we're living an unnatural world, life. So let us come to our senses. And that is why Allah didn't just send Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah commanded us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu mi as-sadiqin. Be with the true, righteous, pious servant and gain the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only for Allah's pleasure, not any ulterior motive or anything. Which inshallah will come to that. But, and then you want to know the sifat, the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day one Mufti sahab was there, our Dada Sheikh, Mufti Abdul Muqid sahab. Abdul Muqid. So our Dada Sheikh asked him, Muqid ka kya maana hai? What is the meaning of your name, Muqid? He was a Mufti sahab, but he was dumbfounded. Then Hazrat explained him, Muqid banta hai koot se. This word is made the root word koot. Food means food, that you are the slave of that being who gives you your food. And not just food for your body, who gives you your spiritual food. Allahu Akbar. And that is why Allah, the way Hazrat explained the dua, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa zukna tiba. That, oh Allah, teach us, let us show us what is right and give us the risk to practice on it. In other words, make it my food, and your food tell you don't leave this world, then you will not, you won't leave the, you tell your food is not completed. Allah, wa inna nafsa lan tamut hatta tastakmila rizqa. Until your last drop of water you drank, Malakul Maut won't take your soul. So this, our spiritual food, which is so important. So when you come to the friends of Allah, then you want to know, to be in the khidmat of Allah, how to be in the khidmat of Allah, what makes Allah happy, what will make my Allah very happy. And this is what the friends of Allah, they only got two worries, that for a moment my Allah must not be unhappy with me. And most important, when my final moments I'm going to meet my Allah, then I must go in the best way, that my iman must be complete and perfect, and Allah must be happy with me. And that is the sign of the true slave of Allah Ta'ala. That we are, a person comes to realize, as you recognize Allah Ta'ala, I am just an ordinary slave of Allah. And the more you get recognition of Allah, the sign of that is abdiyat. You'll get humbleness coming in you. And if you're not recognizing Allah, then you'll become like shaitan. Pride will come in you. Whereas the greatest thing to bring humbleness in us is the sajda, that you're putting your brains down, you're putting your beauty down, everything in front of that great being who gave me all this. But when you don't gain the marifat of Allah, on your own you start making ibadat, and your own you start reading about marifat, you think, hey, now I'm a great wali of Allah. Where I must go for these causes? Then, Allahu Akbar, your head will be blown up to so much that shaitan thought that he is better than Jibreel alayhi salam also. He is better than all of them. There's no time to go in all that detailed incident, but when the malaika just came to know in the heavens that one servant of Allah is going to be kicked out from here, they all got worried and they all were shivering. Who is that going? And the malaika. And now they realize, what should we do? The only way, and Allah teaches us, when you become the slave of Allah, whatever you need, make dua to Allah. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah is commanding us. You just make dua. Allah didn't even say fur. Allah said, immediately I'll accept your dua. And Allahu Akbar, dua of the pious people. So Malaika said, who'll make the dua? They say, no, Azazil. That time his name was not Iblis, it was Azazil. That, no, he is the most pious man. He makes sun down every part of the earth. So he made the dua. And he says, oh Allah, all these malaika are worried. You're going to kick one of them out, save them all. And he forgot about himself. That, no, I'm very pious. Allah Ta'ala save us. So when you come to know of the reality, the marifat of Allah, then you want to learn the laws of Allah Ta'ala. What makes Allah happy? What will make Allah Ta'ala unhappy? And then you'll want to know, I have to love like the slave of Allah. From the morning till the night, I have to be in the servitude of Allah. And that is the greatest honor, to be a slave of Allah. Allah doesn't need us. Allah is independent. And as our Dada Sheikh says, agar tu chahe hame, hai karam aapka. Varna hum chahne ke to kabil hi nahi. Allah, if you have chosen me to be a slave of you, it's only your kindness. I am not worth anything whatsoever. So then a person will worry now that I have to learn what makes Allah happy. And then Allah Ta'ala has taught us through our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that to become the obedient slave of Allah, Allah has given us the greatest gift, which is most outstanding. After Iman, once you have recognized and acknowledged the Allah Ta'ala's existence, and Allah has created me and the whole world, Rabbul Alameen, and Allah is taking care of us, and I must be the slave of Allah. Now how to be a slave of Allah? That also Allah taught us. And in a beautiful way, Allah granted us the gift of namaz. And where all other gifts of Iman also came on the earth, Jibreel alayhi salam brought the wahi down. When it came for namaz, which is the most splendid gift, as we will learn, this is that gift that encompasses the ibadat of the whole world put together. This is that gift that encompasses all other ibadat all together put in namaz. And this is that gift that will strengthen your bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala, the Shah Ahmad Shaheed rahmatullah alayhi says here, that a person will come to realize that I must just be the humble slave of Allah. What option have I got? And just to understand that, Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullahi, one day went to the market to buy a slave. In those days they were slaves. Now these days there's no slaves. So he went to buy a slave. He brought a slave home. He still didn't speak to him. But when he started speaking to me at home, he was shocked. He asked the slave, "What is your name?" He says, "Oh master, what choice has a slave got? Whatever name the master calls him, he must be happy with that." He says, "What you like to eat?" He says, "Master, what choice has a slave got? If the master give him food, he must make shukr. If he doesn't give him food also, he's got no right to ask." He asked him, "Where you want to sleep? What clothes?" Same thing, what choice has a slave got? Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullahi went inside, brought a gift, gave it to him, said, "Now you freed." Say, "Oh master, I didn't even stay with you for one day, you freeing me with so much honor." He says, "You taught me how to be the slave of my creator, Allah Rabbul Izzah. When Allah says fast, what right have we got to ask why we have to fast? Allah says eat halal and tayyiba. What right have we to go to God and say, no, it's difficult? Allah says, I'm telling you, I'm going to provide for you. You don't have to worry. You become the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And then further Hazrat explained that if you don't fulfill the slavery, then you're not worth your salt. You are namak haram. That you're not worth anything. You're not worth being existing also. Allah save me, all of us. And as we realize this, then naturally tawbah will just come out. Istighfar will come out. And as Hazrat says, when he asked his our dada shaykh one time, that only istighfar comes out. Hazrat says, you are on the super highway of wilayat now. Now you are flying to Allah when you realize that every moment of my life I just wasted. Oh Allah, please forgive me. So, why? And then, Allahu Akbar. Aur bari bandagi namaz hai, ke badoon uske koi bandagi kabul nahi. And the greatest servitude to show your slavery in front of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has shown us the gift of namaz. Because namaz is that great gift. Without fulfilling your namaz, as it is said, that the head, the namaz is like the head in the body. A person who's got a body but no head is useless. So if we got our life, we're doing everything. You even outwardly you look like a very generous man, but no namaz in your life. So you are useless. So the greatest ibadat is namaz, and that is the sign of the which will make you the humble, the most humble slave. And that is if we realize who is Allah first. And then we realize what namaz is. And what namaz is all about. Hazrat says, kyunki sira sab bandagiyon aur bure kamon se bachne ka yahi hai. Because the root, as we learned, the hakims and our mashayikh, they teach the root of all sicknesses. So the root of all goodness is Allah has kept it in namaz. And the root of, say, taking out all your spiritual diseases, all this jealousy, hatred, love for the dunya, and pride which we think, I don't have it. But when you come in the company of the mashayikh, and you come with the intention of Islam, you will realize I'm the most filthiest person. The amount of love of dunya I got, the amount of greed I got, the amount of pride I got. I'm doing things for sure. I can be a khalifa also, but you'll realize I'm actually filled with this dirt. So namaz is that thing that will take out all this. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Namaz will remove all shamelessness. It will remove all types of sin from your life. And namaz, Allahu Akbar. That will take out everything from you. But when we get the marifat of Allah, and then we come to learn what namaz is all about. Otherwise we say, I'm reading namaz, but still, my life is not coming right. There's another discussion. There's a problem with your namaz, not with the institution of namaz. The namaz, your namaz has got a problem. So correct your namaz and then see. And what is namaz? Us namaz se koi ghafil nahi. And the salah is such an ibadat that no creation of Allah is unmindful. But the best of all creation, myself, how are we unmindful of that? No creation, every min shayin illa yusabbihu bihamdi. Every creation is reading the tasbih. Even what we think is dead, whether it's stone, whether it's buildings, whether it's whatever, and the carpet, everything is busy in the tasbih of Allah. And every creation, Allah has given them one portion of namaz. And Allah has given the best of His creation, insan. Why? Because Allah made us His ambassador. Allah made us His Khalifa. So all the creations, ibadat of the one portion of namaz, Allah put it in a complete package for us, and Allah gave it to us in one rakat. And then the two rakat is a complete salah. So Allah gave us all that. Just for example to understand, Hazrat says here, that no creation is unmindful of the of salah. Na darakh, na imarat, no, whether it's the vegetation, the trees, plantations, imarat, buildings, na parind, whether it's the birds, etc., flying in the air, na hayawanat, not the animals in the jungle, na hasharat, not all the insects and reptiles, etc., na zameen, not even the earth, na pahar, na sitare, not the earth, not the heavenly bodies, the stars, etc., na asman, not even the skies, na arwa, not even the souls of the pious people and the souls of everybody, na farishte, not even the angels are unmindful of salah. Why? Jaise ke namaz darakht aur imarat ka imarat ki qiyam hai. What is the namaz of the trees and the buildings? They are in the standing posture. They are just in qiyam all the time. Just one portion of namaz they got. What is the namaz of or parind or hayawanat ki ruku? What is the namaz of the birds and the animals? They are four-legged and the birds are flying. They are in ruku all the time. So all the time they are in ruku. One posture of namaz. What is the namaz of tamam hasharat ki? What is the namaz of all the reptiles, the snakes, the ants? They are in sajda all the time. What is the namaz of zameen or pahar ki? Ku'ud. What is the namaz of the earth and the mountains? They are sitting in a sitting posture, a tahiyat posture. Just one for one aspect they got of namaz. What is the namaz of the heavenly bodies, the stars and the planets, etc., and the skies? They are making harkat, they are moving all the time. In namaz, you move from standing posture, you go to ruku, you stand up, you go to sajda, or arwa, and then the souls, and then the farishtas. What is their namaz? Taharat, they in purity. Or tasbih, they reading the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they reading kalima shahadat, or tilawati Quran, or dua. They are engaged in tilawat, they are engaged in kalima shahadat, they are engaging in making dua for insan, etc. Or is insan ko ke khas chela sarkari ke sari khubiya tori arse mein marhamat farmaya. And this insan who is the special ambassador of Allah, who is the main close person of Allah, Allah Ta'ala has given him all the duties, all the one aspect of all the creation that they are doing of salah, Allah gave it to all of us in one moment, just our two rakat salah. Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize and give us the reality, inshallah.